Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
To go about maybe four, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah, four more days. And then we're into 2012. Can you have ever imagined saying that? It still sounds foreign to me, even though we've been saying 2000 and 2001 and 11 and all of that. Hey, welcome. Welcome, everybody, to Here's to Your Health with yours truly, Dr. D. Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station, doing some good things here on the internet. Who would have ever thought that we'd be broadcasting a radio show from the internet? A lot of good things are going on. Hey, check in to the Poetic Energy Network Station. and see some of the other lineups they have for the week. If you're a person that likes to spit, you know, if you got some poems in you and some words that you'd like to recite, you know, check it out. They have a night where you can do exactly that. It's called Open Mic Night. So just log on to the Poetic Energy Network station and see what's going on. Check out some of the good stuff that's going on during the week. My affirmation. We're talking about affirmations tonight. In fact, we're talking about some good things. Are you making a New Year's health resolution? Why? Or why not? You know, let's talk about it. Did you know that you have foods around your house right now that contain healing properties? I know you got your pencil and paper ready. I don't even have to say that anymore, right? Because I know you know. You always hear me talk about affirmations and my affirmations. What are affirmations? Do you have affirmations? Do you have some affirmations that you'd like to share with us tonight? If so, please do so. All you have to do is press 1 on your telephone keypad, and that'll bring you right into the studio, and I'll see your hand waving at me saying, choose me, pick me, I want to talk about my affirmations, and I'll do just that. Let's converse tonight. We're getting ready to embark on a new year, so let's do something different. I'm looking forward to some really awesome shows coming up for the new year. But I want your input. I want to know how you're feeling, what you're thinking about. I want to know what you would like to see us do here on Here's to Your Health. What kind of guests would you like for me to bring in? You know, just hit me up at Y, the letter B as in boy, the letter P as in Paul, the letter O as in orange, 411 at yahoo.com, and talk to me, okay? You can also visit my website at www.yourgoodhealth.info, foryourgoodhealth.info. This is the seventh day of our winter cleanse. I'm feeling great. My energy level is awesome. We're not doing the master cleanse this time. We're doing the Nature Sunshine Cleanse, Clean Start. And it's really awesome. You can do it while you eat. We know this is the time of the year that everybody is normally, you know, partaking of family festivities and feasts and dinners and what have you. So we chose not to do the Master Cleanse because on the Master Cleanse, you know, you do nothing but the lemonade. So this way you can eat. I just suggest pulling back off of the meat, which is very acidic, and the dairy, okay? We don't want to, you know, take mucus out of one end and put it in the other end. So I ask that you do that. Just pull back on it, and you'll feel a lot better. Eat more fresh vegetables and greens and fruits and things like that, okay? You'll see the difference. You'll feel the difference. Okay, my opening affirmation just simply says, freedom is my divine right. I am free to think wonderful thoughts. I move beyond past limitations into freedom. I am now becoming all that I am created to be. That's my opening affirmation for this evening. So we're just going to jump right in here. And I want to know how many of you plan to do a resolution for the New Year's. You know, we always hear about resolutions and people doing resolutions as far as health or what have you. What is a resolution? A resolution is nothing more than a commitment that you make to yourself. You make it to yourself. A commitment that you make to yourself, and it could be concerning one or more lasting personal goals or projects or the reforming of a habit. some of the top 10 resolutions are, starting with number 10, to get organized. How many times have we said, you know what, I have got to be more organized. I have got, there's a room, there's a drawer. Do you have those drawers in your house, normally in the kitchen, that everything goes into? You know, if you're looking for a screw, if you're looking for a bolt, if you're looking for anything, you go to this drawer. You know, we've always had that drawer in my home when I was growing up, a drawer that everything goes into it. You know, you can find it in that drawer. Is there a closet? What about the clothes closet? You know, do you have clothes that you have not worn, you know, and I don't know how many seasons, but every year you say, you know what? I'm going to give this away. No, I'm getting into that. I'm wear that. You know you ain't going to wear it. Get rid of it. Bless somebody with it. In fact, before you go out buying some more clothes, bringing some more stuff in, bless somebody with that you know you're not going to wear anymore. See what I'm saying? Be a blessing to somebody. Get rid of this stuff. You know, you haven't worn it for 3 summers, and you still say, no, you know what? I'm get back in that. I paid, I don't know how much money for that. I'm get back in that. Get rid of it. Bless somebody with it. That's number 10, get organized. Number 9 is help others. You know, how many times have we said, you know what? I have got to reach out beyond me, my four, and no more. I'm going to help somebody this year. Volunteer. Let me tell you, the hospitals, the nursing homes, you know, there's all sorts of ways that you can volunteer. Excuse me, hospice, you know, at the schools to help teach children how to read, a tutor. There's all different kinds of ways to help others. Just find a way and extend, you know, give yourself. Sometimes we say, well, I give my money. We give the Salvation Army. Oh, that's well and good. That's good. But sometimes you feel so good when you give of yourself. Give your time. You know, helping a neighbor. Is there a neighbor in the neighborhood that's elderly and have a hard time getting to the store, different things? Go, be that person that goes to the grocery store. You see, do errands. Give. Help others. Number 8, learn something new. How many times have you said, you know what, I want to learn a new language? Now is the time. There's no time like right now. You see, you want to take a class. Want to learn how to crochet. Want to learn how to maybe paint, draw. Take a class. The community college. Go to your community college. Your local civic center. Take a computer class. Different things. That's number 8. Number 7, get out of debt. Cut up some of those charge cards. Have a little bit more money to you know, do other things with. Get out of debt. Quit drinking. Okay. That is what it is. Okay, so we just gonna leave that one like that. Enjoy life more. How many of us are just working? You know, you never have a chance to enjoy life. You never take a vacation just to get away, just to enjoy yourself. I think that we should have a vacation where we go, maybe go someplace and visit them, but then a vacation where you just go by yourself on a beach and just rejuvenate yourself. I love it. I love the thought of that. Just go and spend some time with you. Take an assessment. Are you where you want to be? You see, just think some things over. Number 5, enjoy life more. Well, no, I'm sorry, that was number 5, enjoy life more. Number 4, quit smoking. That's like quit drinking. We're going to leave that right there because, I mean, we all know about that one, okay? Tame the battle of the bulge. how many of us have those little extra inches here or there or everywhere that we say, you know what, I got to get rid of this. This is going to be the year. Okay, then maybe this should be the year. You don't nobody know like you. Regular fit and fitness. You know, they say every year about this time, the gyms and the fitness centers, they are just booming with business. People coming in saying, okay, as soon as the holiday's over, I'm going to get with this. I'm going to get me a regular fitness regimen, and I'm going to stick to it. And they say normally it lasts for about 3 to 6 months. So, I mean, it's still no time like the right time. And the right time is always now. Don't quit quitting. You know, don't stop stopping. I mean, do it. If it's the 100th time that you joined this fitness center, you know, this may be the time. And number one is spend more time with family and friends. Those are the 10 top resolutions. So do you have a resolution? Share your resolution with us tonight if you have one. Press number one on your phone keypad, and let's talk about your resolution. I have a resolution. Share your resolution with me. I'll share my resolution with you. How's that? Okay. Well, my resolution is simply I want to do more. I have a personal trainer. So I want to do more in the line of physical. You know, I want to get more into the physical aspects of training my body. I walk and I work out a little bit on my own, but I want a professional to show me how to get in that definition and all of this. You know, I want those arms like Bassett, Angela Bassett had when she played Tina Turner. Remember that when she played and What's Love Got to Do with It? Those powerful arms, that's what I want. I'm going on 60. I'll be turning 60 in June. Yay! I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. I feel great. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to 60, to saying, yes, I'm 60 years old. You know, I remember when my mother was 60, I was saying, dang, I'm so old. You know, and now I'm going on 60. How about that? I'm liking it. Okay, resolution. So whenever you feel like jumping in with your resolution, all you have to do is just press that one, and you can come on in and talk about your resolution. Okay? Did you know that you may have some foods around your house right now that contain healing properties? I bet you do. Let's see. Okay? Now, this is a list of some. I'm not going to give you the complete list because there's a lot of them, but these are foods that just food items that you may already have around your house, like I stated, and they have healing properties. And you can consider using them first when you're in distress. And they're all natural. And they can bring soothing relief without side effects or pharmaceuticals or over-the-counter drugs. And you can incorporate them in your diet to keep your body in great shape. So the first one I want to talk about tonight is honey. How many of you love honey? How many of you have honey in your cabinet right now? Okay, well, this honey I'm talking about is raw honey. And, I mean, honey is good. All honey is good. But now this honey, the raw honey, it promotes healing. You can use it topically as an ointment for insect bites. Honey has even been known to be used in burn situations. If you have burns or wounds. They're using honey now for wounds. It's even been used in, really, really severe wounds. So honey is really, it's an antibacterial. It has antibacterial properties. And it also prevents microbial growth in the moist healing environment created. So wherever you use honey, it won't permit environmental, it won't allow microbe growth to become prominent. So it's really good in the case of sores and things like that, insect bites. This past summer, as I was cutting back my grapevine on the back fence, I got stung by a bee, and I immediately removed the little stinger, and then I came into the house, and I just put honey on it, and I took a Band-Aid, a little cloth Band-Aid, and I put it over it. And when I went back out and I finished cutting back my grapevines and doing my yard, working in the yard, and at the end of the day, I came in to take my shower. And when I got ready to get in the shower, I removed the Band-Aid. And I saw that the swelling was almost gone. And I didn't have any itching whatsoever. It didn't hurt or anything. So honey is really good. Now, unlike other topical antiseptics, honey causes no tissue damage. It promotes fast healing, and it prevents scarring. By the time I got out of the shower, I took some more honey, and I put on that little area where the bee had stung me, and I put another bandage over it. The following morning when I removed it, you couldn't see anything. The little hole where the stinger went in, nothing. You could see nothing. So honey is really good. But now be sure that it's raw honey that has not been pasteurized or filtered. So the best place to get it would be the health food store. And still then, make sure you read your label. Make sure it says raw organic. I love raw organic honey, okay? So make sure you have some honey on hand. Keep honey on hand. Raw organic honey. Keep it on hand. Another food that promotes healing is garlic. I love garlic. Whenever you come to my home, you will always find garlic. There's certain things I keep on hand. Remember, we did a show, and I was talking about the arsenal for herbs that I keep on hand, you know, things like echinacea and astragalus and stuff like that. Okay, well, there's certain foods that I keep on hand at all times, too, and one of them is garlic. Now, I hope you got your pencils and paper because I'm going to give you a remedy. It's called a strep throat remedy, but it can also be used for any kind of sore throat. You know those little times when you come in sometime and you'll say, ooh, feel like I'm catching my – I got this scratchiness going on in my throat. This is the time to hit that garlic, and I like using it at night. I'd let it be the last thing that goes in your mouth at night. And don't brush your teeth afterwards. Don't brush your teeth or anything like that. Just go to bed. When you feel that little that little scratchy thing going on, you know what I'm talking about. Because I'm sure at all times we've all said, oh, I just feel like I'm, you know, catching something, like I'm fixing to come down with something. This is the time to hit it. Listen. Garlic fights infection, and laboratory studies have confirmed that raw garlic has antibacterial and antiviral properties. That's why it's so good. Do you know that 4 cloves of garlic is equivalent to 1 dose of penicillin? It's powerful. For earaches, I take it and put it in a little extra virgin organic olive oil. Put some cloves in there and let it sit. And then in about a couple days, strain it off. It's awesome for earaches. You know, we got to get away from all these antibiotics. Garlic is a natural antibiotic. It destroys the bad bacteria, but it will not destroy the good bacteria. We run to the doctors for everything. A cold. Well, honey, what can an antibiotic do for a cold? Come on now. But you know what? The doctors will give you a prescription. They don't care. We have got to take control of our health. You'll hear me say that all the time. Y'all know we got to take control of our health. Garlic is an anti. It has antibacterial properties. It also has antiviral properties. Now, not only does it knock out many common cold and flu viruses. See there? Remember I just said antibiotics does not do anything for a cold. It's all in your head when you go to the doctor and he gives you penicillin, amoxicillin, and all these antibiotics, and you thinking it's helping your cold. It does nothing for your cold. But now, garlic does. It will knock out the common cold and flu viruses, but its effectiveness also spans a broad range of both gram-positive and gram-negative bacteria, two major classifications of bacteria, fungus, intestinal, parasitic, and yeast. But now keep in mind, cooking garlic destroys the acylin. It destroys it. You do not want to cook your garlic. You want to eat it raw, okay? So don't cook it. It destroys the allicin. So you'll need to use raw garlic to prevent and fight infections. Now here's the remedy I'm going to give you. This is a remedy for sore throats, for colds, for any kind of congestion. Take 4 cloves of good raw garlic, nice plump. You know how to tell if garlic is really good? Push in on it. And if it pushes back, then you know it's a nice grade of garlic. If you push in on it and where you, when you move your finger, there's an indentation there, it's dried out. Leave it there. Leave it at the store, okay? So get you 4 plump cloves of garlic. Take that garlic, put it in a saucer, take a fork and mash it. Or even if you got a garlic press, okay, take it and put it in a garlic press and press it, 4 cloves of garlic. And press it until it's like a paste. After you do that, take you a 1/2 teaspoon of good, flavorful, poignant cayenne pepper. Excuse me, so sorry. Okay, mix it in with your garlic, the cayenne pepper. Then take you 1 heaping tablespoon of raw organic garlic and mix it all together. Just mix it together. And take you 1 teaspoon 3 times a day and let it be the last thing you take at night. Before you go to bed, let that be the last thing. Don't eat anything else or drink anything else. And if you have a case of strep throat, it will totally help your body to heal that strep throat in 24 to 48 hours. For a common sore throat, if you catch it in the beginning stage, you know, in that stage I said where you have, you sometimes you'll just say, I feel like my throat is something. If you catch it then, overnight will do it. But even though you get up the next morning and you feel like, you know, it's gone, still hit it again. Just take a little bit more, you know, and it will get rid of it. Garlic is a wonder food. I'm telling you, it's a wonder food. Sometime I'll take it and I'll just put it in my mouth and just chew it. And let it go. Let it slide down. It'll take care of sore. It'll knock the sore throat out. It makes you feel so much better. If you take your take some of this sore throat remedy or strep throat remedy, and then go to bed at night. And if you want some tea or something, drink you a nice warm cup of tea before you do your garlic preparation. Okay. And it'll fight any kind of infection you may have, bronchial, you know, sore throat, that kind of thing. It'll kill it. It'll kill it dead. Next is papaya. How many of you have eaten some papayas this season? Papayas is excellent. Papayas aid in digestion, and they contain a number of protease enzymes, such as papain, which are very similar to the enzymes produced naturally in your stomach. Okay? Now, eating raw papayas after a meal makes it easier for the body to digest protein, all you meat eaters, okay? It makes it easier to digest protein and any kind of protein, vegetable protein. It makes it easier to digest, which helps to ease upset stomach. And the carotenoids in papaya are extremely powerful. Let me restate that. The carotenoids in papaya are extremely powerful antioxidants. And studies have shown that people who eat the most carotenoid-rich foods like papayas have significantly lower risk of heart disease and cancer. So papayas are really good. Another one, lemon. Okay, lemons are extraordinary, and they are antiviral, and they're antibacterial. Now, I hope y'all keeping up with this, because I'm gonna do something tonight. I am going to have a little contest at the end of this, and if you can answer a couple of questions for me, then I'm gonna give you a nice herbal prize. There's going to be a nice herbal. I just thought about this. This isn't something that I had planned to do, but I said, you know, why not? So I hope you're paying attention. So, okay, lemons. Lemons are antiviral. They're antibacterial and have immune boosting powers. Yep, lemons. You know, not too long ago, I told you guys that I keep some water by my bed. I take some good alkaline water, and before I get ready to go to bed, I put it in a little jar. Save some of your glass jars. You know, glass is becoming extinct. Everything, they're putting everything in plastic. So if you get a jar, a nice jar that has a nice lid on it, you know, save it. Or either get you some of those canning jars. Remember the Bell canning jars? Get you one of those and put some water in it. And then put you the juice of a lemon in it, depending on how big the jar is. If it's about maybe a glass, a container that will hold maybe 8 to 10 ounces of water. Take the juice of a lemon and put it in the water and just put it by your bedside. When you get up in the morning, start sipping on that lemon water. It will encourage the peristaltic action of the colon. You'll find yourself, as you begin to move, you'll have a really awesome elimination. That's all we've been talking about this week, is eliminations. My daughter in Georgia called me, and she said, "Ma, you know what? This cleanse, I eliminated so much until I told my daughter, I had to tell her about it, you know." And I said, that's a good thing. So all this week we've been talking about eliminations, being that we've been doing the cleanse. So that's a good drink to have first thing in the morning. And like I said, because of the antibacterial and the antiviral properties that are in lemon. And lemon is also one of the foods that it has more minerals and vitamins known to man than any other food. That's why on the diet that we do sometimes, the Master Cleanse diet, that's why you can go actually up to 40 days. I've never done it. But they say you can actually go up to 40 days because of the vitamin and mineral content in the lemon and also the grade B maple syrup. I have never done it. I've gone like 14, 15 days, and I had to really pull off because I had really began to lose a lot of weight, so I kind of pulled back on it. And I know they say that you won't lose any more than your body. You don't lose muscle, you lose body fat, and that may be true, but I just didn't, you know, whenever I lose weight, my face is the first thing, my face and neck is the first thing that takes a hit. So I kind of pulled back. I was really satisfied. And then you begin to plateau. As you begin to eat again, you'll begin to gain exactly where your body should be as long as you're not overeating, and I don't. You know, so it was all good. But, okay, back to our miraculous healing food, lemon. Okay, so now we know that lemons are antiviral. We know that they're antibacterial, and we know that they have immune-boosting power. And this time of the year, isn't that something that we all want to have, foods around us that have immune-boosting power? We're coming into contact with people. You know, sometimes when we shake a hand with a person, we don't know whether or not they just sneezed in their hand, they touched the doorknob, that somebody sneezed in their hand and touched. Somebody may have went to the bathroom. And y'all know, everybody that goes to the bathroom don't always wash their hands. I was talking with a friend of mine tonight, and she said that they are real cracking down in the hospitals, telling the employees to wash their hands. If you go to see a doctor and this doctor comes in and shakes your hand and then start to examine you, it's okay to say, doctor, you know, can you wash your hands? Because 9 chances out of 10, they just left out of the room with another patient. And unless you saw them wash their hands right then and there, chances are they left right in out of their room and came and said, knock, knock, you know. So it's okay to say, you know, would you mind washing your hands? I don't have any problem with doing it. In fact, I don't have any problem with asking anybody, you know, to wash your hands. You know, when my grandkids come, my kids, if they're here and they go to hit the refrigerator, listen, wash your hands. You know, we weren't allowed in the refrigerator without washing our hands when we were coming up. You get smacked on the other side of the kitchen. It's okay. Lemons contain many substances, notably citric acid. They also contain calcium, magnesium, vitamin C, pectin. What other fruit contains pectin? Apple, exactly. They contain pectin, they contain biflavonoids, they also contain lipoprotein, they also promote immunity and fight infection. That's right, the little lemon. Who would have ever thunk it? The lemon. Okay, you can use lemons also as an astringent for your face. You can mix it with a solution of water. Mix it, I would say, one-to-one. If you use maybe a half an ounce of water, then put a half an ounce of lemon oil, lemon juice in the water. And you can use it for an astringent. It'll really take care of blackheads and pimples, things like that. But then with the pimple, there's something else. You always want to be mindful of your bowel movements because the skin is a form of it's a mode of elimination. And so if something's going on with the colon, if you're constipated, 9 chances out of 10, it'll show on the face. You can look at the face and tell what's going on with your colon, okay? You can also use it as a gargle for sore throats. You can use it for a lotion, for skin sunburns. It's also a cooling drink when you have a fever. It's good as it has very awesome inflammatory properties. Lemon juice is recommended for acute rheumatism. You can use it in weight loss. That's right, in weight loss. How? Drinking it in water. Put it in water. Do this. take an 8-ounce glass of water. You can put a tablespoon to 2 tablespoons of lemon juice in the water, and then put a teaspoon of honey, or honey to taste. But now keep in mind that honey is high in calories. A teaspoon, I think, is about, a tablespoon is maybe 100 calories. So you just want to be mindful of that. Just maybe a little sweetness, and maybe not, you don't need any. But honey will also, in a combination with the lemon, give you a good peristaltic action in the colon. It promotes peristaltic action. It promotes the colon to want to move, okay? So that's a good remedy for lemon. And lemon is also a great digest aid, and it cleanses the liver. Lemon cleanses the liver. Bitter, remember, the liver loves bitter. Okay? Okay. Another awesome food, onions. Onions. Onions are awesome because onions relieve congestion. When we were little and we had fevers, you know, we didn't go to the doctor a lot when I was young. One reason being we couldn't afford it. We didn't have health care at one time, and we didn't. But you know what? We didn't need it. My mother knew how to go in the backyard and pick stuff. She knew how to feed us different things, dandelions and poke salad and different things. And onions was one staple that we always had in our house. And when we had a fever, my mother never threw away her sheets, and she only purchased white cotton sheets. We didn't have the fancy sheets with all the decorations and all that. My mother bought white cotton sheets, and when those sheets got thin, she would tear those sheets up in strips, and she would use them for different things. She had some she would use for cleaning, and then she had some that she used for medicinal purposes. And she would, and when we had fever, she would take onions, slice onions up, and put them on our lower abdomen. And then she would take these white pieces of cloth and wrap around our stomach, and then have us pull our little panties up over that, and we go to bed. And the next morning, the onions would be cooked. I don't know if any of you guys, you know, experienced this when you were coming up. The next morning, the onions would be cooked. They would look just like onions that you put on a hamburger or some cooked onions, and the fever would be gone. So I would ask myself, where's the fever? The fever's in those onions. And she would throw the onions away. We'd get a nice shower or a nice bath at that time. We didn't have, it wasn't no showers. We took bath. But we'd get a nice bath and feel so much better. Remember the goose grease? The saving all the grease from the goose? And we would use that when we had what? Mumps and different things, a chest congestion. I remember, we got to get back to some of those things. You see, so onions relieve congestion. They reduce inflammation in the lower bowel. They lower blood pressure. They inhibit allergic inflammatory responses that seem to take place like in asthma, you know. Yeah. Isn't that something? You find yourself having an asthma attack. If you feel an asthma attack coming up, try eating some onions. Take some onions. Juice the onions. And take the lemon, the onion juice. Onions contain a number of sulfides similar to those found in garlic that may lower blood lipids and blood pressure. Lemons are rich in rich source of flavonoids, substances known to provide protection against cardiovascular disease. And Lord knows the cardiovascular disease is running rampant, and it's simply because we're ingesting all this protein, animal flesh. You know, they said animal they said cholesterol is known as the animal's revenge because the animals that you eat leave a little bit of themselves behind in your arteries, and they end up killing you, the animal's revenge. So it helps with to protect against cardiovascular disease. Onions are also natural anti-clotting agents, since they possess substances which have activities and can suppress platelet clumping. So if you're on any kind of medication for the thinning of the blood, you know, then you really want to be watchful about eating a lot of onions. But then on the same hand, you may not have to be on any medicine for blood thinning if you eat enough onion. But that's between you and your doctor. I'm an MD. I'm not an MD. I don't treat or diagnose any kind of diseases. What I do is help the body to get in balance so that it can heal itself. So I just want to, this is not to diagnose, to cure any ailment, disease, or health issue. These are just suggestions of foods. We're letting food be our medicine and medicine be our food, just like Hippocrates said it should be, okay? So these are just some food suggestions to help your body heal itself. God made it so it will heal itself. It's nothing that we do. The body will heal itself, and the Creator made it like that, okay? So now, the onions also have anti-clotting effects, and they're closely related to, it's closely because of the sulfur content in onions, okay? Okay, so now another thing to improve digestion. What would you think would be a nice little fruit, a little wrinkly fruit to help improve digestion? Raisins, exactly. Raisins improve digestion and lower blood pressure. Did you know that raisins lower blood pressure? They do. They're a good source of potassium. Sometimes when you're having those leg cramps, that can be to a deficiency of potassium. Raisins can help with that. The mineral that they have been shown to lower blood pressure and is a good source of iron, particularly for those people who eat little or no meat. Iron is essential for the creation of hemoglobin in the red blood cells, which the body uses to transport oxygen. But now, make note, if you are sulfite sensitive, you should stay away from the golden seedless raisins in favor of the sun-dried variety, okay? Make sure you note that. If you are sulfite sensitive, you should stay clear of the golden raisins. Don't eat the golden seedless raisins. Instead, get the sun-dried variety, and always do organic whenever possible, okay? Another one is ginger. There's more, but I'm going to cut it off with ginger tonight, and then later on another show, I'll do some more. But ginger is something we should always keep in the house, too, because ginger is great for relieving nausea. It aids in digestion, and it's an anti-inflammatory food. It lowers cholesterol. Did you guys hear me? Those that have issues with high cholesterol, it lowers cholesterol, and it decreases high blood pressure. You can soak in a warm ginger bath to relieve pain in the joints caused by rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis. It's excellent for that. Eating ginger encourages the gallbladder to release bile, which stimulates digestion. Now, this increases the assimilation of nutrients from the food we eat. If you want to assimilate, to digest, to use your body to use the foods that we're eating, ginger is awesome for that. Make yourself a little ginger tea and drink it right before you get ready to eat. Don't drink it about maybe 30 minutes before you get ready to eat, because you don't want to consume any liquids when you're eating your food, because it dilates the acid in the stomach, okay? The hydrochloric acid in the stomach. And you don't want to do that. You know, we would always have something to drink when we eat. That's a bad practice. Don't drink 30 to 45 minutes before you eat. Let your body do what it naturally does. The hydrochloric acid in your stomach helps to digest your food so that it can be assimilated. Okay? You can make a ginger tea if you have a cough. It's excellent for a cough. It's good for a cold or a sore throat. To make you some ginger tea and put a little bit of cayenne pepper in it. Cayenne pepper is a wonderful herb. It'll bring blood to the area, which promotes healing. Also, if you got a nosebleed, put you a little cayenne pepper in a glass of water and drink it down. Before you get it down, the nosebleed will have stopped, okay? Just some good old remedies for you tonight. Add lemon and raw honey to some ginger, and you have an excellent elixir for health, okay? Okay, so now that's our healing foods for tonight. Now, keep in mind, I got a couple of questions, and the first one to press number one on your keypad and give me the answer to those questions, I'm going to have a nice herbal gift for you. So let's go back to honey, okay? Listen up. The antimicrobial properties in honey prevent microbial growth in the moist healing environment created. Unlike other antiseptics, remember I mentioned this? Honey causes no damage to what? No damage to what? That's the first question. It does not damage this, and I stated that earlier. Okay, so now if you can answer that for me, that's going to be one. It causes no damage to this. Okay, garlic. Garlic fights what? The first thing I said is garlic fights this. Okay, that's number two. And number three is the third one, and that's with onions. Onions relieve congestion. Remember I told you that? They reduce inflammation, and onions lower what? That's number three. So now the first one can tell me the answer to those three questions. I got a really nice herbal package for you. Okay, so we got to move on quickly. Oh, wow, I spent a lot of time on that one. I want to get on tonight to affirmations. Anybody know what an affirmation is? This is something that I love. I believe in affirmations. An affirmation is a declaration or a statement that something is true. Affirmations can either be positive or negative. And a lot of times we hear people doing affirmations all the time, but we just don't know that it's an affirmation. They can be either deliberate, or automatic. Okay, affirmation. Have you ever heard anybody say something like this? I'm broke as a joke. Or either something like, I never keep any money. I can never keep money. You know, I never have any money. I never have enough money. Those are affirmations. And the more you speak, you know, the Bible say life and death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. That's an affirmation, something you feel to be true. We already use affirmations every single day, probably without even understanding their full power. Like I said, for example, how many times have you said something like, I hate this job? Or if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all. Or when you ever got any news that you weren't expecting, and then you end up saying something like, man, it's always something. It's always something. You know what I started adding to that? It's always something good coming my way. Yes, we got to flip the script on some of these negative affirmations we've been putting out there. It's important to understand that when you make powerful statements like these, you eventually end up believing them, and they wear a groove in your thinking, and then consequently your decisions followed by your behavior, and then they become a concrete part of your belief system. Did you ever hear when we were younger, you know, you ask your mother or father for something, they say, what you think, money grows on trees, boy? You know what I'm saying? You think money grows trees, girl? You know, and that belief system becomes intrinsic in your belief system, you know, and you end up saying it to your kids. I have a friend, she said when she would go to her father to borrow money, he would tell her, yeah, baby, is that all you need? It's more where that came from. You see, we got to start speaking more positive affirmations. Replacing negative affirmation with positive ones, here's some I want to leave you with tonight. I never have enough money. Turn it around to this. Money flows to me freely. I hate my body. I love and appreciate my body. I'm tired of being sick. My body has now restored itself to its natural state of good health. Nobody loves me. I radiate love, and love fills my life. I'm not creative. I'm discovering talents every day that I didn't know I had. Life sucks. Life is grand. I'm stuck in a lousy job. Wonderful new doors are opening for me at all times. You know, we just got to just learn to change some things around. That's all. Wow, the clock on the wall says it's time to get out of here, guys. Listen, I want to let you know you still got time to give me the answers to those questions. Email me at the letter Y, the letter B, the letter P, the letter O, 411@yahoo.com, and give me your answer. And for the one that gives me the correct answer, you got you a nice herbal prize on tonight, okay? I want to leave you with my closing affirmation. It says, each age has its own special joys and experiences. I am always the perfect age for where I am in life. I am at peace with my age. I thank you all for joining me tonight. Thanks for joining in. Thanks for listening to Here's to Your Health, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. It's been a plum-pleasing pleasure and a privilege. And if you will allow me, I'd love for you to come back and be with me next Tuesday, same place, same time, same station, the Poetic Energy Network Station. Thanks, guys, and listen, have a blessed and safe new year. I love you all. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.